Congress started the holiday season early last week, handing out presents, and most everyone got a little bit of what they wanted. A nice present that everyone seemed to be pleased with was the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, or PATH Act, that extended a variety of tax provisions, including Section 179 expensing and research and development, which were made permanent, something Congressman George Holding of North Carolina says will help farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses.
With this bill, farmers in my district will be able to purchase a new tractor without having to gamble on whether Congress will extend the expensing provision they depend on. In the Research Triangle Park, innovative companies will finally be able to access the R&D credit to further support their groundbreaking research without being concerned as to whether Congress will extend the credit or not.
Colin Whittle with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says repeal of country of origin labeling will help many industries sleep better during the holiday season.
Once more industries other than just the cattle industry were a part of potential retaliatory tariffs, I think Congress finally woke up and understood that this was not a position that they could maintain, that the WTO had ruled and ruled very strongly, and then if they weren't to act, that not only would the cattle industry be impacted, but many other industries would be impacted. And we were talking about a potential $1 billion impact to the U.S. economy.
National Cotton Council Vice President of Producer Affairs Craig Brown says cotton farmers got a legislative fix included in the omnibus that reinstates the use of commodity certificates.
The fix is to reinstitute marketing certificates. Unfortunately, in the 2008 Farm Bill, when gains and LDPs were taken out of the limit, the authority for marketing loan certificates was removed from the department. So therefore, we have to legislate the authority back to the secretary to use marketing loan certificates. That language is in the omnibus appropriation.
But American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney says there were still a few things on the list that Congress failed to deliver.
Included in this was Congress's failure to stop the Environmental Protection Agency's unlawful Water United States rule. In addition, Congress did not include any nationwide standard for labeling of food containing genetically modified ingredients. Congress has failed to act will bring a heavy cost and a patchwork of state labeling mandates to farmers and consumers as early as next month.